The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Walden University Graduate Degrees Online, working to help students achieve their vision of success. Walden University, waldenu.edu.
And you can hear the whales' calls resonating down this very deep submarine canyon. It's like 1,500 feet deep or so. And it's a very, very eerie, magical experience at times to be able to eavesdrop to live orca conversation underwater.
Dr. John Ford, an acoustic biologist, has been listening in on and recording pods of whales since the 1970s. I'm Samantha Brown, and this is a Nature Stories podcast where you can listen in too. Each week, we bring you pieces about the intersection between people and place. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Up now, Blackfish, produced by Barrett Golding.
Of killer whales actually has its own unique set of sounds, a repertoire of very distinctive calls. One kind of sound that's very commonly heard is called echolocation, and they're very rapidly emitted clicks. An echo is received from objects in the environment, and they process the information in this echo to get a three-dimensional acoustic picture. And so they use it to navigate and to find fish. The other kind of sounds that the whales make, these very shrill, metallic-sounding squeals and screams, tend to be for communication between individuals in a group and between groups. They're only within earshot of the hydrophone for a few hours a day, typically. But often what you do hear is the sound of boats and ships. We have cruise ships that go right through the area. There's a lot of fishboat traffic, there's whale watch traffic, research boats. And it's a growing concern to us acoustic biologists how these noises might be affecting the whale's ability to use their sonar to find food and navigate and to keep in touch with their pod mates. They are wonderful sounds to listen to, especially at night when we're camped or anchored in our boat and we have our hydrophone, underwater microphone, hanging off the side of the boat. And it's really quiet at night because the boating traffic is mostly gone, and you can hear the whales' calls resonating down this very deep submarine canyon. It's like 1,500 feet deep or so, and it's a very, very eerie, magical experience at times to be able to eavesdrop to live orca conversation underwater.
There are more stories like these at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. You can even write your own review and help influence what gets on the radio. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to saving the last great places on Earth. Find us online at nature.org/stories. Send us your thoughts and feedback to podcast@tnc.org. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown, and I'll be back next week with a new Nature Stories podcast.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.